You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
Everybody, it is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. It's a Friday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure the people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospitality workers, hotel workers out there making sure the people are having a great stay wherever that may be. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there making sure the people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there making sure the people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure the people get to from home to work in a safe and timely manner. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry. And of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Ooh-wee, that boy Terry Fontenot. We got to get straight into it, y'all. He done channeled his inner Drizzy Drake and he went back to back. That's right. One day, trade for Matthew Judon. Next day, sign all-pro free agent safety Justin Simmons. What a 2 days for the Atlanta Falcons. What a 2 days for Terry Fontenot as he came down the pipeline yesterday around like early evening, late afternoon. We all saw the reports a little bit before then, and we all just Falcons fans. I mean, it was funny. We were literally, all of us, you, me, everybody, we were all on X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it. We were just waiting. And we had I saw one report that I knew was pretty credible before Ian Rappaport and Adam Schefter put it out. I saw one other credible source before they put it out there. So shout out to My guy, I'm trying to remember his name. I think I already deleted the screenshot, though. I believe his name is Scott Erickson, if I have that correctly. I'll give him proper credit here in a second. But he's an ESPN NFL insider, and so I wanted to see if it was going to come down from Adam Schefter and Ian Rapoport yesterday, which it ultimately did, just not too long later. But, man, I am hyping. Like I said, we're all just waiting on Twitter, waiting for that official report from either Schefter or Ian Rapoport to come down. But I think we all knew. We all knew it was only a matter of time. We had gotten the cryptic Instagram story post from Justin Simmons where he was wearing a sharp red and black outfit. And then we were just waiting and waiting. And, you know, people were all up to date on the Instagram follows and all that stuff that Justin Simmons had posted. And, you know, there was a solid report that Justin Simmons had dinner with, you know, the likes of Grady Jarrett and AJ Terrell. So we were all just waiting. We knew it was going to happen. We were just waiting to hear from either, again, Schefter, Ian Rapoport, or the team or whatever, that the Falcons had signed Justin Simmons. And then it finally came down, again, late afternoon, early evening, that the Falcons have indeed signed Justin Simmons to a one-year, $8 million deal, $7.5 million guaranteed. And, again, what a 2 days from Terry Fontenot going back to back. Matthew Judon one day, Justin Simmons the next. But this Falcons defense, I'm going to be straight up honest with y'all, and we're going to talk about a little more about Justin Simmons here in just a second. But I'm going to be straight up honest with y'all. This Falcons defense now has a chance to be a top 10, maybe even higher defense in the league. This defense has a chance to be really, really good. And I already thought they had a chance to be really solid, but they got a chance to be really, really good now. I mean, you talk about how these two moves coincide each other because, well, what do we always say? A good pass rush makes your secondary better. A good secondary makes your pass rush better. Well, you just upgraded both. You just upgraded the secondary and you just upgraded the pass rush in the past 2 days. So that just makes for an overall better defense. And it is just a fun and exciting time to be an Atlanta Falcons fan right now. I was talking, and shout out to my guy Cameron Wolf. He covered Justin Simmons for 2 years out in Denver. And Cameron Wolf works for NFL Network. I was texting with him yesterday, and he was just talking about how great a guy Justin Simmons is. And I've heard that from not just him, but many people, just not only the great player he is, again, four-time All-Pro, two-time Pro Bowler. So he's obviously a great player, but the person that he is too, he seems like a really great person from everything I've heard from multiples of different people. So not only are you getting a great player in Justin Simmons, but you're getting a great person as well, who seems like he'll match the ethos of the Falcons and fit the vibe of the locker room, who just seems like they've put together a great roster of not only great people and great talent, but, you know, again, just great teammates as well. So it is hype right now down here in ATL, man, because, again, you talk about what is on this Falcons defense now with Matthew Judon, Justin Simmons, Jesse Bates, AJ Terrell, Grady Jarrett, David Onyemata, Kentavious Street. I mean, those are household names for the most part. Kentavious Street is not quite a household name, but we all know he's a baller. And then you have the guys who aren't necessarily household names, but we know as Falcons fans, they're solid players and they're on the come up. Talking about Zach Harrison, talking about Saquon Graham, talking about hopefully Arnold Ebiketie as well, talking about Lorenzo Carter, who's somewhat closest to a household name, a little bit, at least down here. But you also have guys like Caden Ellis, Troy Anderson, Nate Landman, who are going to be great at that linebacker core. I mean, this defense top to bottom has got players in all three phases, the trenches, the linebackers, and the secondary. We got dogs. We got players. So this Falcons defense, again, knock on, you know what? I'm not even going to put it out there. This Falcons defense has a chance to be really, really good. Really, really, really good. And so I absolutely cannot wait to see this Falcons defense in action because, I mean, Terry Fontenot supplemented losing Braylon Trice and DeMarco Helms for two proven guys. He replaced a rookie with a four-time Pro Bowler and Matthew Judon and a guy who had 32 sacks in 32 games with the Patriots. And then he says, hold up, wait a minute, y'all thought I was finished? And he goes and gets a four-time All-Pro, two-time Pro Bowler in Justin Simmons to replace a second-year player who, again, was really, really solid in year one as a, what, seventh-round pick? But you replace a guy who was really solid and looked like he was ready to take that maybe next step. You replace him with a guy who's been there, done that for years now and been there, done that at a high level in Justin Simmons. And so speaking of Justin Simmons, as I told you, 1 year, $8 million deal, $7.5 million guaranteed. He is 30, played his first eight seasons in the league with the Denver Broncos. They released him back in March because of a salary cap move. He has had nine interceptions over the past two seasons and was considered not only the top remaining safety, but the top remaining free agent right now. So four-time second-team All-Pro selection. Told you earlier, visited with the Falcons earlier this week. Spent 2 days with the Falcons, and apparently one of those days, again, went out to dinner with the likes of A.J. Terrell and Grady Jarrett. And guess who we also visited with? The Aints. He visited with the Aints before he visited with the Falcons. He probably came down here to ATL and said, man, it's a lot better down here. I like it a lot better over here, man. I bumped the Aints. I need to come to the ATL. Now I'm being a little funny and poking obviously fun at the Saints. But it's just good that we pulled him away from the Saints and he's coming to, you know, the team that's going to run the NFC South. You know what I'm saying? But he did visit with the Saints before visiting with the Falcons earlier this week. And since Simmons has entered the league in 2016, he has 30 interceptions, and that is more than any other player. And to help facilitate and make this move, by the way, the Falcons are restructuring the contract of top offensive guard Chris Lindstrom to make move for the new acquisitions in Matthew Judon and Justin Simmons. This is what ESPN's Jeremy Fowler reported yesterday. Atlanta is going to move part of Lindstrom's 2024 base salary of $12.5 million into a signing bonus. Judon is set to make $6.5 million this season, and that is per the roster management system. So, you know, we got to shake and bake a little bit. Got to move things around here and there to make some salary cap space for these guys. But look, that's why you keep some salary cap space going into the season. Keep some salary cap space going into the offseason because you never know what opportunities are going to present themselves. Because at the beginning of the offseason, you know, we weren't sure that we were going to get a guy like, especially after getting Kirk Cousins, and Darnell Mooney, who would have thought we would be able to trade for Matthew Judon and sign a guy like Justin Simmons as well? And speaking of that, I'm actually glad I said that because it jogged my own memory. Another reason why we have to give the utmost credit to Terry Fontenot and what he has done this offseason and the past two offseasons. I'm not going to say you don't, but it is a lot more unlikely that you bring in Matthew Judon and Justin Simmons in back-to-back days if you do not have Kirk Cousins. If you don't have a established quarterback who, before he got injured last year, was on his way to having an MVP season. You don't bring him in, along with Darnell Mooney and these other guys. You don't bring Kirk Cousins in. I don't know you're bringing Matthew Judon in. And you don't bring Matthew Judon in. I don't know you're bringing Justin Simmons in. But it all started with bringing in Kirk Cousins and showing the league, look, we're here to win. We drafted all these young skill position players early in the draft. And now we got our QB. We got a pretty darn good backup QB as well. And now we're going to go get some help defensively. We're all about winning. And these guys see that. And they realize that. Matthew Judon was like, okay, cool. I'm getting traded to the Falcons. Bet. Let's run it. Justin Simmons saw the Falcons make that move and he said, oh, okay, bet they're for real about winning. Let's run it. So you got to give the utmost respect, and you have to give Terry Fontenot a bunch of credit for what he's done this offseason. I mean, he just been absolutely working. He been straight up cooking this offseason. So, man, Terry Fontenot, you good with me right now? You good with me not right now, Terry? You good with me right now? So, look, the Falcons still have to go put it all on the field, but, man, on paper, this is by far the best team in the NFC South, top to bottom, offensively and defensively, by far the best team in the NFC South. And now they're legit NFC contenders. I'm just going to put it out there. They're legit with the two moves they've made these past 2 days. Falcons are legit NFC contenders. Because not only do the Falcons have a chance at a top 10 offense, because everybody figured the Falcons were going to be good offensively this season, but after making these moves and getting two proven guys who still got something left in the tank, they're going to be good defensively as well, too. They're going to be really solid defensively. So, I cannot wait to see the Falcons in action. September, 8th? Cannot get here close enough. Week one against the Steelers. Bring them on, man. Bring on them Steelers. I'm ready. We ain't scared of Russell. We ain't scared of Justin Fields. We ain't worried about nothing. At this point, we just making sure we stay healthy. And look, knock on whatever this table is made out of, you know, don't even want to put that in the atmosphere. Because we already done been got bit by the injury bug. So look, at this point, we just need to stay healthy and we'll be A-okay. So, man, I am excited. And the juice around this team is real. The buzz around the city is real with this Atlanta Falcons team. So, I'm just hyped, man. I don't know what else to say. I'm hyped. I'm ready. I'm ready for the Falcons season. All right, I want to know how you feel, too. 404-726-0929. Phone lines will be open in about 25 minutes from now. You know we do Grillin' Dillin'. Well, I already know. I want your Grillin' Dillin' takes on Justin Simmons and this Falcons defense. How you feeling about it? Phone lines will be open in about 24 minutes from now. But when we come back here 5 minutes from now on Hometown Take, we do need to talk about the Braves. They take it on the chin yesterday. But look, they won 3 out of 4. They handled business. They did their thing. So we'll talk about the Braves and how the series closed out against San Francisco and what's up next for the Bravos. We'll talk about that next here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dillon Matthews on a Friday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Friday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure the people get the good medicine and treatment and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospitality workers as well, making sure that people have a great stay wherever that may be. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my people out there riding around and getting it, all my bus drivers out there making sure that people get from home to work in a safe and timely manner. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there making sure people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear load truck drivers, all my UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well, all my local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry, and of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Look, I know the shout-outs are long, but, you know, I got to do them. People will legit be upset if I don't do them. And look, as they should, I'm doing it for all my early rises and all the people I shout out. And look, I gotta pay homage, man. I got to pay homage. So it is what it is. But, look, we got to talk about the Atlanta Braves. They go down yesterday 6-0. Yikes. But, look. They took 3 out of 4. The first two games of the series, they had to go 10 innings, made it clutch. Then they absolutely obliterated the Giants in game 3 to clinch the series win. I'm not going to complain over the loss now. Do I wish it would have been a little bit closer? Yeah, but look, Logan Webb was on one yesterday. He went absolutely crazy. He went 7 2/3 innings. And he threw 7 2/3 shutout innings, by the way. And he was just, again, he shut the Braves offense down. Point blank period. He went to 11-8 on the season, threw 104 pitches, struck out 7, and held the Braves to just 4 hits while he was out there yesterday. He did depart with runners at the corners and 2 outs in the 8th, but bullpen came in, did their job for the Giants, and he also said, I mean, this is good news, I guess, for the Giants. He said that his arm strength has been improving over the last couple of starts, so I guess that's good news for them. But he helped the Giants snap their 4-game losing streak, and he recorded his fourth straight win and held opponents to a run or fewer for his fourth consecutive start as well. So that'll always get the job done. But Yeah, Logan Webb was just on one yesterday. I mean, completely shut the Braves' offense down, and they just couldn't really get anything going. Max Fried, on the other side of the bump for the Braves, was okay. He did struggle at times, but he was okay. He pitched into the sixth inning, gave up three runs, struck out five, and again, struggled at times, but he did limit the damage. And at the end of the day, when your offense gets shut down the way the Braves' offense did by Logan Webb, I mean, Max Fried could have been perfect in his own respect, but the Braves still would have had to score. So it was what it was. And look, you went out there, you won three or four, like I said, and that's what you really needed to do, win the series, keep San Francisco at bay, and not lose any ground on the Mets. Not lose any ground from the Mets. Now, the Phillies did beat the Nationals 13-3 yesterday, so you did lose a game on the Phillies. But again, at this point right now, you still have, look, not to say that the Braves or us Braves fans should give up on the NL East, because the Braves are, what now, 7 games back behind the Phillies, and the Braves and the Phillies still have 7, I believe, head-to-head games left to play. So look, you win all your head-to-head games, and you know you're good. But that's unrealistic, first of all, to think that the Braves are going to win the next 7 games they play against the Phillies. However, the Mets did lose, so you keep your 2-game lead for the final wild card spot against them. So look, it was all good. Mets lost. The Athletics did you a favor, and with the NL East, again, you're not necessarily – that's not your highest priority right now. Your highest priority is keeping that playoff spot that you have and keeping that final wild card spot in right now. So, and keeping yourself in that final wild card spot. So, it is what it is, and the Braves fall 6-0, but they should, after a really good series win against the Giants and playing well, now they have to go out and – handle business and take care of business these next 3 games, starting tonight against the Los Angeles Angels. First pitch tonight, 9:38 p.m. It's going to be Spencer Schwellenbach on the mound, who was really good his last time out against Jose Soriano. So, look, the Angels, Mike Trout, ain't coming out there. This team, not that great. They're 52-69 right now. Go out there and beat up on the Angels like you're supposed to do. Don't play around with the Angels. Don't mess around with the Angels. Just go out there, beat up on them, and win this series. At least take 2 out of 3, if not sweep. Sweep would be great. Sweep would be ideal. But at the end of the day, I just really want to see the Braves win 2 out of 3 and keep up the good mojo, keep up the good momentum that they've made now after taking 3 out of 4 from the Giants, looking good in those 3 victories. And now they have won, what the Braves have now won, 4 out of their last 6, I believe it is. So keep up the good mojo. Do what you're supposed to do against the Angels that are not very good, and move on to the Phillies, because you got the Phillies for a big, big 3-game series after you play the Angels. So the Phillies come in next Tuesday, August 20th, and they should be set up pitching-wise. The Braves should be set up pretty well against the Phillies. The way they've got the rotation working now and how they have set it up, they should be solid going into this Philly series. And I'll give you the projected starters again for right now for the Philly series. It should be... let's see. Should set them up to have. I had it here. And then I'm okay. This sets up to have Renato Lopez, Max Fried, and Chris Sale for, again, next week's series against the Phillies. Because it will be Schwellenbach, Sale, and Morton for this Angel series. So, like I said, Schwellenbach tonight, Chris Sale Saturday, Charlie Morton Sunday. And that'll set you up to have Renato Lopez, Max Fried, and Chris Sale going up against the Phillies in the series next week. So they're set up to have their three best starting pitchers go next week, and it's good that Renato Lopez is going to be back. You're set up to have your 3 best starters. Hopefully, the likes of Austin Riley and Matt Olson, who have seemed to get hot, hopefully they can stay hot. And hopefully Marcel come up with some more big flies and they can take these next two series against the Angels and then, most importantly, the Phillies. But you got to handle business against the Angels first. And then if you can, you know, just claw your way back and keep some pressure on the Phillies, you never know what's going to happen as we get closer and closer to the end of the season. But like what the Braves did up in San Fran, close out the West Coast trip with a series win, at least, if not a sweep of the Angels. And then you're playing the Phillies in the A. And then you get the Nationals here in the ATL as well. And then you head back out on the road to take on the Twins and then the Phillies again at the end of the month. So you're playing the Phillies twice here. 2-3-game series you have the Phillies for before you wrap up the month of August and head into the final stretch of the regular season into September. So 6 games to close out the month here against the Phillies for the Braves. So it is going to be huge for the Braves if, again, they still got time to do what they want to do against the Phillies and maybe catch up in the NL East. But you got to take care of business, obviously, in these head-to-head games. So they've got opportunities here. But most importantly, you want to keep that final playoff spot. And to do that, you got to win games. And Phillies are in the way, period. So go out and beat them. So we'll see what the Braves end up doing. There are a couple of other Braves news that I want to get into here really quickly while we have a couple of minutes. The Braves, their spring training schedule was kind of released. Part of it was released yesterday. And the Braves' 2025 spring training schedule begins against the Twins in Fort Myers on February 22nd, obviously in 2025. And they're going to have 2 games against the Cubs in Arizona on March 24th and 25th before they open the season in San Diego. So a couple of tidbits there when it comes to how the Braves are going to start next season. And then Ian Anderson, he's looking good. He looked really good in his latest start in AAA Gwinnett yesterday. Went 6 scoreless innings. Only gave up 3 hits, 2 walks, 7 strikeouts, 93 pitches. So again, we talked about how Ian Anderson may be a guy who can help you down the stretch here. And he seems like he could be close to coming back. So we'll see when he is ready, if he gets a start up here and what that'll look like. And because if you remember, he was a big part of that, 2020 playoff run where the Braves did make it to the NLCS. And we all remember, you know, we had the 3-1 lead on the Dodgers and they came back. But whatever. Ian Anderson was a big part in that playoff run. He was huge. At times, he was close to your best pitcher next to, Max Fried. But if he can come back and we can get more of that 2020 Ian Anderson, he can be a valuable, valuable asset for the Atlanta Braves. So it was good to see him look good in AAA Gwinnett. And we'll see if Ian comes back sooner rather than later, because it looks like that is where maybe we are headed towards. All right, when we come back here on the Hometown Take, let's get into some NFL headlines. And also, I want to hear your take about the Justin Simmons sighting. Matthew Judon, Justin Simmons, back-to-back days. How you feeling, ATL? I want to hear your calls next. 404-726-0929 is the number. 404-726-0929. A Hype Friday Justin Simmons edition of Grillin' Dillon. So we'll be taking your calls next. 404-726-0929 is the number. Taking your calls next here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dillon Matthews on a Friday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Friday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure the people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there, making sure people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospitality workers, hotel workers, making sure they're having a great stay. The people are having a great stay wherever that may be. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people are getting from home to work in a safe and timely manner. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers as well. All my local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry, and of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Grill and Dylan coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Make sure you go ahead and call me up. 404-726-0929 is the number. 404-726-0929 is the number. What are your feelings about this Falcons team? The Falcons signing Justin Simmons and Matthew Judon in the past 2 days. How are you feeling about it? Let me know. Call me up right now, 404-726-0929. Make sure you follow me at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms and follow the radio station at 929 The Game as well. Before we get to Grillin' Dylan, want to give you just a couple of NFL headlines. Obviously, the Falcons signed Justin Simmons. Amazing. But the Falcons also did have to place wide receiver Jakeem Grant on the reserve injured list. Unfortunate, he actually had been looking pretty solid at practice and could have been a good depth piece for the Falcons at receiver. But this just opens up more opportunities for guys like Casey Washington, guys like Josh Ali, guys like Who else am I forgetting? Austin Mack, James Washington. This just opens up opportunities for them, and we'll see them probably in the second preseason game get to play a good amount, and we'll see if they make a name for themselves and get one of those final few roster spots that are available in that receiver room. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with the rest of the wide receiver room. But again, opportunities with Jakeem Grant going on the reserve injury list and Rondell Moore, obviously. It'll be interesting to see what happens, again, with Casey Washington, who looked good in the first preseason game against Miami. Again, James Washington, Josh Ali, and Austin Mack as well. So we'll see what happens there. And by the way, as we are mentioning, the Falcons do play their second preseason game tomorrow against the Baltimore Ravens. And you can hear all the action right here on the flagship station of the Atlanta Falcons, Sports Radio 92.9. The game pregame starting at 10 a.m. sharp. Chris Goforth, Mike Johnson on the pregame show on the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network. Then Wes Durham, Dave Archer giving you the call at noon between Falcons and Ravens. And then after the game is over, it's back to Chris Goforth and Mike Johnson with the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network postgame show. And then Rob Tribble afterwards with the Falcons flyover. So that is what's going on there. Real quick, before we get to Grill and Dylan, Jim Harbaugh did say that he offered Colin Kaepernick a spot on the coaching staff. Colin Kaepernick apparently has declined, and he and Jim Harbaugh confirmed that he will not coach on the Chargers this year. So that's interesting there. By the way, Jim Harbaugh does have some of his former players from San Francisco on his staff. Navarro Bowman, Jonathan Goodwin, Will Tukufau, Mike Iupati, and Delanie Walker, all coaching assistants on Jim Harbaugh's staff, and Deshaun Golden is a coaching intern. He was on Jim Harbaugh's San Fran team as a player as well. Unfortunate injury for Bills linebacker Matt Milano. He's out indefinitely with torn biceps, and he's had to, unfortunately, deal with some injuries over the past two seasons. A leg injury kept him out most of the season last year, and now he is going to be out indefinitely with torn biceps. And then, finally, ESPN doing a few more financial cuts, having to move on from Robert Griffin III and Sunday NFL Countdown host Samantha Ponder. And again, these were just strictly budget cuts, financial reasons that they let them go. But unfortunate, and I'm sure both will land on their feet, though. Both are very good at what they do. So hopefully both of those peeps will land on their feet. But with all that being said, let's go ahead and get to it. Time for your calls. It's time for Grill and Dylan.
Got something you want to say? Now's the time to say it.
Hi, I just want to talk about one thing.
This is Grill and Dylan on the Hometown Take.
404-726-0929. 404-726-0929 is the number. Call me up. Let me know how you're feeling about the Justin Simmons signing, but we can also talk about whatever you like. Yeah. Movies, music, life, sports, Braves, don't matter. Whatever you want to talk about. Hawks released their schedule too. That their schedule was released yesterday. So if you want to talk about that, give a thought on that, we can do that as well. But let's head out to Lithonia, where we got one of the people I shout out every single morning. Bo, he is a school bus driver out there in Lithonia. Bo, what's going on, man? How we feeling, brother?
What's up with you?
What's up with you, man? Yes, sir. I'm good, man. How are you?
All righty. I just want to chime down on the Judon and Simmons. I think that's a game changer. I really think it is for our team. You know, and I just wanted to get your comments on that. And I want to end this up and say, you always get a shout-out, but you don't give a shout. Last month or so, you haven't given a shout-out to the school bus driver. We carry around the most precious cargo.
That's true.
In the whole country.
That's true, Bo.
Our children.
You are exactly right.
You need to talk about the other school, the other bus drivers, but the people on those buses got kids too, you know?
So, you're right about that. I got you, Bo. So,
you got me?
I got you, Bo. I got you. I'm going to be more specific, and I'm going to make sure I shout out the school bus drivers as well. So I got you, man. No problem on that, brother. But, Bo, I appreciate the phone call, man. Have a great rest of your weekend, and have a great Friday. And before we wrap up here, let's get one more call in. And by the way, Justin Simmons, you're right, Bo. Absolute game changer, bringing in Simmons and Matthew Judon again. Falcons have a chance to have a top 10 offense and defense. That's how much of a game changer it is in my book. All right, let's head out to Marlo. He's listening on the Odyssey app. Make sure you download that free Odyssey app so you can listen wherever you are, including Marlo. He's out there in Texas where everything is bigger. Marlo, what's going on, man? How you feeling, brother?
Oh, my God. Dealing the A-Town villain, man. I feel like I'm dreaming, man. I'm peaching myself, man.
Hey, it's all good, man.
Hey, I'm glad we got some tone setters now, man. All that Mike Evans running through the middle, man. They're going to light him up, man. They're going to light up some of them running backs. We got some tone setters, brother. I can't wait, man. Let's get this right, everybody. We just pray everybody stay healthy. Facts. Let's get it, man. I'm telling you, it's going to be something special.
I feel it, Marlo. I feel it. I love the energy, man. I'm right there with you, brother. It is going to be special. The Falcons, it just feels like this is going to be a special year for the Falcons. It just feels like, I'm not trying to jump to any conclusions. I'm not jumping anything drastic, but it feels different this year. And maybe it's just because we haven't been that relevant over the past three seasons, or the past really like however many years. It's been, what, seven since we made the playoffs? So it just feels different because we know something special is coming and we know what this team can do. And now they just got to go out there and do it. But Marlo's exactly right. We got some tone setters out there. Try to come over that middle. You're going to have a different thought when it comes to Jesse Bates and Justin Simmons, man. So super excited. I'm glad the rest of the city is excited as well. And even our Falcons fans out there in Texas, like Marlo, are excited as well. Appreciate all the phone calls. As always, you can always follow me at _DylanMatthews on all social media platforms and follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms as well. When we come back, we will wrap things up on a great week of the Hometown Take, and we will hand things off to the morning shift. Robbie T back in the building, hanging out with the fellas Bo Morgan and Mike Johnson. We'll see what they got up for a Friday edition of the morning shift right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas Realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.